This is Kickstart 101 with Graham Shapiro.
And good afternoon, Graham Shapiro. It feels like a very, very, very long time.
It has been. It definitely has been.
Are you over your
flu?
Yes. Oh, good. Good.
Serious case of man flu, was it?
Very serious.
You need to tell me about it because I'm on the cusp. And I've put like the Chevra Kadisha on notice and it's going to be serious.
As long as everyone feels sorry for you, that's
well, that's
the
exactly thing. The point, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it's got like an early warning group. They're located in at Linksfield. They're actually waiting for him to be admitted.
The idea of man flu is never to be admitted, though. It's just, it's all about the hype.
All right, we're talking about customer service.
Yeah.
Can make or break your business.
I mean, I think so. I think it's one of those sort of things that don't get enough attention. And if you look in our country, I mean, I personally think our customer service here is useless.
I've got a company that I can recommend to you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. I mean, in general, I mean, first of all, you've got different types of customer service. You've got customer service where you are sort of supplying goods and services to the public or to consumers or between businesses. Now, what made me sort of think when I started to think about this topic, it was because I had a very terrible customer service issue, which was with none other than Telkom.
Oh,
couldn't
gosh,
be.
Can you believe it?
No, not possible.
Really, Graham?
Really?
I don't believe it. Tell us about it.
So my business is completely runs off the internet. So if I don't have internet at home, I pretty much can't do anything.
We can recommend a good company, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So what happened was I've discontinued one of my email addresses where my invoice gets sent to. So
you did try and notify them to change your invoice, right?
I can't say that I did. But anyway, I missed the payment, and then at 12:01 at night, my internet stopped working. So and I just thought, okay, I wondered why, and then I went and I checked and I saw, oh, okay, I haven't paid, so I paid, and I phoned them, and I said, when can I get reconnected? I see I paid, I'm sorry. And they said, sorry, takes 48 hours to be reconnected. I said, well, is there any way to escalate this? And they said, no, sorry.
And there's penalties.
Yeah, they said, no, sorry, there's no way. So anyway, I tweeted about this, no response. Then Telkom private messaged me in Twitter a week later to say, has your issue been sorted out? I said, thank you very much, but I've installed fiber, so don't worry. and that was the end of it. And I find so often when you get bad service, they only respond when you say something on social media. There's no...
That's the number one.
That's a really good piece of advice.
I've been in banks before, and I've actually taken a photo of the inside of the bank and the queue and the fact that there's one teller, it's lunchtime, and all other seven of them have gone off to have their lunch at lunchtime, but their customers during their lunch hours have gone, and I've actually tweeted it at the bank. And
power back in our hands because you feel so powerless most of the time against these monstrosities. Yeah.
Well, I think you are, and I think, but I think that's the problem is, you know, we don't always expect things to go 100% right. We're okay with that. You know, we don't do things 100% right all the time.
No, we're not overly demanding.
But I think good customer service is responding to you.
Communication. I think that's very important.
When something goes wrong. So I think the main sort of way to gauge how good customer service is how good people are, is how good they handle complaints or they handle things when they go wrong. I mean, if Telkom would have reconnected me, if there would have been a way to escalate it, I wouldn't have cancelled my Telkom line. I would have just kept it. I mean, sometimes it's harder to
God
cancel
was
these
pushing
things.
You.
Exactly.
God was pushing you away from Telkom.
but also the thing is you know with when you are supplying to the general public, you're at a far greater risk if you have bad customer service because of things like social media and because people can just go spend their money somewhere else very easily. You know, no one's – unless you're really hooked in, you can always change your service provider – at any given time. Mm. There's sometimes conditions that might take you some time.
Yeah, it's not a real choice, that.
It depends how entrenched you are exactly. with them. You know, sometimes with insurance, like if you're with Discovery and you're on gold status, no one will want to give that up because one day you might need it. Yeah, you worked for it and one day it might come in handy.
Yeah, it's like me and Candy Crush. When you buy that piggy bank.
Sasha, she's back to the Candy Crush.
Have you noticed?
Did you
left my mic off for a reason? I can agree with you.
I had an experience with one of the cell phone companies who overcharged me massively for subscription services that I never ordered. And eventually I got a note saying, having looked into the matter, we agree to pay you as a gesture of goodwill. And that's the killer. As a gesture of goodwill, a portion of the refund of the money stolen from you. Well, they didn't use that word. That's my word. And I can't tell you, it would have been better if they wouldn't have had responded than to respond in such a stupid, ignorant way.
Absolutely.
Because that's made me doubly angry.
It's all
and
your
listen,
fault.
I can vent now because I've got the mic and they don't. And it's blooming obvious.
But I think sometimes, I mean, I had another experience also where you also sometimes get shocked by good customer. When you get good customer service, you get shocked. So my cell phone provider,
terrible.
It's true. They called me about 2 or 3 months ago and they said, we noticed that you're spending you're going over your data every single month. Mm. And they actually offered me a package which actually made my entire package cheaper and gave me more data. I was completely shocked. But I think we as consumers in this country have unfortunately become accustomed to that. That when you get good customer service, you actually get a bit shocked.
What a shock! Yeah.
Can I tell you a good customer service experience that I had?
Yes.
The partitions in the office.
No, that was also another one. Okay. There have been so many.
Although that's different. There's a difference between good customer service and people doing a good job.
Okay, so let me tell you about good customer service. I had to book my car in for a service, right? So I phone up the company and I say, I'd like to book in. Here's my registration number, blah, blah, blah. When do you want it? Tomorrow morning. Okay, what time will you be bringing it? I will be bringing it in. She says, try and get here before 8 o'clock. As close to 7 o'clock as possible. Okay, it's in Braamfontein. No problem. I hadn't even put down the phone to her, and I get an SMS text message. This is the name of the mechanic. This is his email address. This is his telephone number. I think, that's impressive. So not only have I booked my mechanic, but he's expecting me. I get in my car. I drive there. I drive into the parking lot. And the mechanic is there with a clipboard. He greets me by name because he's recognized my car, the registration number. There's a parking bay over there. It was actually the most incredible experience. And not only that, when I got out the car, he said, come in with me. I want to sign it in with you. And he wants to find out about the car. And you sit down and he gives you a cup of coffee. And it's a completely different experience. And I've never had that. Can I mention the name of the business? I mean, I'm asking Graham.
It's your station.
It was Hatfield.
Yeah.
Hatfield. I mean, it's an absolute game changer in the service industry.
So you know what, Kathy? We speak, I speak a lot about sort of cloud-based systems and putting systems into your business. And that's a good example of them using systems to create good customer service. They didn't type all that SMS to you. It was fully automated.
Yeah.
And he had and the mechanic, and I'm not taking anything away from them, but the mechanic came, okay, it's 9:15. Kathy is arriving. The 9:15 is arriving. I'll pick up that page. Okay, it's Kathy. And that's how, it's brilliant because it makes you, first of all, they very organized. It makes you see that they organized. And it makes you want to go back there.
And not only that, it takes human fallibility out of the equation when everything's automated.
For sure. And the thing is, like I say, is systems like that aren't difficult to do. But it depends where you are and what sort of importance you place on customer service. Yeah.
If you place customer service
as
something important in your business, you'll look at these systems and you'll look to find ways to communicate with your customers better. So, I mean, that's obviously, that's the one side, you know, that's customer service towards consumers. And that probably more and overlooked is where you're a business providing services to business. And that's what we were saying earlier, is there's a difference between providing a good service and good customer service. So a lot of the time you might be very good at your job, but also might not have that customer service because you might not think it's necessary. And it might just be the case of, anybody who does a business service, you know, I'm starting to learn that in my business a lot now also, is informing your clients what you're up to. You know, don't just they not necessarily that they have to hear from you, but if they get some communication from you every once in a while, you know, in my instance, oh, I'm busy working on your company today. We're updating this. We did that. It's they might not respond to it, but it's appreciated. They understand that you are giving them attention, and that today they got you had their attention. And it might also be...
It's actually very nice. It's a nice idea.
It is, but what worries me about what you guys are talking about here today is you're kind of reducing it to systems and algorithms. And to me, I'm a bit old-fashioned. I still think it's about the people and the interaction between the people and the authentic experience.
Everything's about relationships.
Authentic experience. I don't want to be, you know, have a nice voice on a telephone answering machine saying, press 1 for this and press 2 for that. I want a person who's going to listen to me and let me vent and tell me I'm right. And very often, my experience with customer service...
Which is why those companies put in place those automated...
I don't disagree with you. There has to be an interaction between people and the system. But the systems... But when you're dealing with so many clients, you need a system to sort of guide you.
You're talking telcoms and SAAs and enormous companies.
No,
I'm not...
Not really. Not at all. Not at all. In small businesses, it's possible.
You think there's space for those systems in smaller businesses?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm starting to use them in my own business. I'm not by any means a big business, but they vary. It's just about how to creatively put it in, you know, implement it into your business. And, you know, what I speak about often is cloud-based systems, which are run on subscription basis, so we are able to, as small businesses, use highly advanced technological systems which come very, very cheaply, like the telecoms of the world that use. You know, it might be a simple thing that somebody sends me an email, and they get an automated message back saying, "I'll get back to you within 24 hours," and I do get back to them in 24 hours. You know, so it's just to say that we acknowledge the receipt. And what it also helps is when you're very busy and dealing with lots of different customers and you get a sort of an email workflow and it says, okay, answer this one next, it ensures that you respond to those people in a personal way, whether it might be emailing them back and it might be giving them a phone call back to answer their query. So I fully understand where you're going, where you need that personal service, but very often systems can assist you in giving that personal service.
So for me, the outstanding customer service that I've ever experienced is when people mess up, and then it's how they come back. That, to me, is when you can tell, is this real, authentic, and the real deal?
Absolutely, and that's what we said earlier is the test of customer service is how you deal with things that go wrong.
Yeah.
And if you walk into a restaurant and everyone smiles at you and they're wonderful and they greet you and they serve you a terrible meal and they give you a bill with a smile on their face and they're all very nice to you, but it was terrible and it took 5 hours, you won't be happy. But if they resolve that poor service, then you'll be back there.
Right. You know, it's also, I think, important. Sorry, Sash. What I also think is important is consistency, especially if you're a restaurant. That if you order that toasted cheese and it comes with 3 slices of bread and a salad on the side, then it needs to look like that the next time I order it. And that's very few restaurants actually get that right, which is a strange thing. And I'm talking about kosher because I only eat kosher. But it's interesting.
Graham, do you find that poor customer service is more prevalent in larger companies? And perhaps that's the case that the employees on the ground don't necessarily care as much because they aren't the ones who are responsible for the company.
For sure, that can be. You know, if you're part of a big corporate and you really just working as a call center agent and you're having a bad day, you'll let everybody know that. It also comes down to training, and it depends also on the ethos of the company. If the company is good to their people, so there's a quote, Richard Branson says it. He says the most important people aren't your customers, they're your employees. And if you look after your employees, they'll look after your customers. So
employees are responsible for the company.
But I don't think they always realize, like the tellers at the bank.
Well, that's why it depends on the ethos of the company. It depends how the company runs, how the company treats its employees, how they feel there is, how they will then interact with the company's customers. If you empower your employees and they know that their job matters and they know that them giving good customer service will raise the level of the company that they work for and they're proud of it, they'll be more willing and more likely to give better customer service.
Graham Shapiro, Kickstart 101, thank you very, very much. If you want to get hold of Graham, then you can. What's it called? My accountant.
Yeah, no A.
Because he can't spell, but he can do accountancy, apparently.
I'm very bad at conjunctions.
That went way over my head. My accountant, no A.
It's not my accountant. It's my accountant.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Does anybody ever get that right?
No.
I don't think so.
All right. We will see you. Wow. It's a few weeks till we see you, actually.
For sure.
All right. No more man flu, huh?
I'll try not to.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much.